Hey guys, it's Brandon Tyson, and I wanted to do a podcast for you, or a recording, rather, about how I'm making the voice project. This is the project that I did with MK Voice, and basically I found a solution to the problem, where it would crash, and so I'm actually getting some quite good results. And if any of you are interested in this, I'll be taking you through the process of how to do this. Now, I already have stuff set up, meaning I already have a word list set up and WAV files, and we'll get more in depth with that in a moment. So when I show this to you, it will just be mainly the process to actually get the voice working after you record all of the audio files for the words in your word list. So, to start off with, you're going to need to do a word list file, and that word list file will be, it'll have to be in plain text. So you could use Notepad for it or something like that. And it only needs one word per line, and any punctuation marks need to be replaced by the underscore symbol. So when you are actually doing the thing, if you want to make it be able to speak the word computers, like computer apostrophe S, you need to do computer underscore S. So like C-O-M-P-U-T-E-R underscore S. So that's how you have to do it. And then additionally, the top word in the word list will be used for any unknown word that the voice encounters. So if your list has sample, voice, TTS, speech, and and the word enter in there, it'll say any of those words. But because sample is what I said is the unknown, as I said sample first, and assuming that that's the top word in the list, then for any unknown word, the voice would say sample. That's the reason that I, for me, use a word like unknown or something like that as the default. The sample voice that is included with the speech kit uses the default word of blah. So that is what happens when that voice speaks a word that's not in the list. So as far as all of this works, you just want to generate the WAV files. You can do it with any program that can save to WAV. The WAV file needs to be saved at 11.025 kilohertz, 16-bit, and mono. So that's the one thing that's a little bit... It would be cool if you could do higher quality audio. Given that, the source code is provided with this program. Anyone who knows C++, if you want to change that, you can. You would also have to edit the text-to-speech engine itself, I believe, in order to actually get that working. But for now, that is how this program expects the WAV files to be. That's how Microsoft coded this. So I have WAV files and a word list generated. I've used the WavePad sound editor. There are better ones out there. But I find that WavePad allows me to very quickly make a recording, and it has shortcuts that I'm just sort of used to. So I used WavePad to record the actual words, and then I used Notepad to write my word list. So, How do we build the actual voice? Well, first we need to get MK Voice, and that's included in the Sappy5 kit, the speech SDK, although the version in that has a problem where it crashes if you do too many words, thus the reason people on forums and things have commented that the program is broken. I did manage to build the version of, it's actually called Make Voice, from the Windows 7 Software Developers Kit, and I compiled that with Visual Studio 2010. So Jake Gross actually posted that newer copy. I renamed it to MK Voice. He actually posted that on his site under the Sappy Voices folder. So the only thing with that is that you'll need to make sure that you have the Visual Studio, Visual C++ 2010 redistributables installed. I believe if you have Windows 8 and above, you already have those, and you can easily install them on anything as old as XP. I've heard that it works on XP, and I've seen it work too. So, there's a lot of background stuff that I just gave you, and you'll be able to email me your post comments if you have any questions or need clarification. So, I'm going to walk you through the process of building the voice right now. So I'm gonna get NVDA speaking here.
Speech mode beeps. Speech mode talk.
Okay. Gonna turn up the volume on my speakers a little bit.
Record control. T caps record control. Caps lock off.
Okay. So
list.txt notepad icon 2 of 3. Desktop icon 3 of 3. Pane folder view list.
So I only have WavePad and Notepad open right now, and then the other window is, of course, the desktop, as you're used to. So, introduced in Windows 8 is a quick links menu. You can get there with a Windows key plus X, so hold down Windows key and press X.
Context menu.
Then you need to run command prompt as administrator if you're on anything above XP. So you can, in Windows 8, you can just push A.
No administrator, command prompt terminal, C, Windows system 32 greater.
Now, I have my stuff stored on C:\mkvoice, so I'm gonna type cd space backslash mkvoice, press enter.
C, voice greater.
Now,
wave, list,
I'm gonna save
reload,
my list here, so I'm gonna press Control S, and it saves that to the disk,
administrator,
to the folder there. Now, the commands are mkvoice space the name of your word list file space what you want your voice file to be called, a space, and then what name you want assigned to the voice. Now it's important that I note here that the name you enter here is how it will appear in the registry. Unless you modify the registry key after building or edit the MK Voice source code, your voice will always appear in Sappy 5 as sample TTS voice. So to do this, I'm going to type mkvoice space
mkvoice space.
Now, my file is called list.txt.
list.txt.
Then I'm going to put a space.
Space.
I want to call it brandon.vce.
brandon.vce space.
VCE is the recommended extension for the output file, but you do not need to use it. You can use another extension, or you don't have to use an extension at all. Finally, I want this voice to show in my registry as Brandon.
brandon.
And I'll press enter, and it will come up in a second. It's working.
C, voice greater.
There we go. It has just come up. My list is really big, so it took a while. Now, this voice was automatically loaded. So if I switch to Sappy 5, since I've used it before, it should come up.
Administrator, command, prompt, terminal, C, MK voice, greater.
I need to redo the letters and some other things. I've changed my mic setup since, and so I need to redo some of the letters because they don't sound very good right now. But I can, for instance, I can push Windows X.
On context menu.
It was going to say unknown, it just does that. Now I'm going to down arrow.
Programs and features F.
Programs and features F.
Power options O. Event viewer V. System Y.
System Y.
Device manager M. Network connections W. Disk management K. Computer management. G. Command prompt. C. Command prompt. Admin. A. Task manager. T. Control panel. P. File explorer. E.
Now, you're noticing it's saying like task manager or something like that, and not always sounding the most natural. You have to do individual words. It's not like SAP before where you could actually put in phrases. But if you do it just right, you can get some things to sound pretty good. For instance, if I use the sleep mode command.
Sleep mode on. Sleep mode off. File explorer. E.
It probably sounds like sleep mode. It may, to some of you, sound like sleep mode is one phrase. But I recorded the word sleep in such a way that when it speaks the word mode, those are actually two separate clips. But it sounds like one. Or it could sound like one. To me, it sort of does, although I know that it's two clips. I'm going to press down arrow to continue through the menu.
Search, S, run, R, shut down, or sign out, submenu, U.
Shut down or sign out, submenu, U.
Desktop, D.
And that's it.
Programs and features, F. Administrator, command, prompt, terminal, C. MK voice, greater.
So, I've recorded a lot in order to get it to this point. I can, for instance, do
NVDA menu.
All of these are in my word list. I haven't shown you the whole list, but
preferences, submenu, P, general, setting, G, synthesizer, S, voice, setting, V, braille, setting, R, keyboard, setting, K, mouse, setting, M, review, cursor, C, input, composition, setting, I, object, presentation, O, browse, mode, B, document, formatting, F, speech, dictionaries, submenu, D, punctuation, / symbol, pronunciation, P, input, gestures, N, general, settings, G, preferences, submenu, P, tools, submenu, T, help, submenu, H, configuration, profiles, C, revert to saved configuration, R, reset configuration to factory defaults, R, save configuration, S, donate, D, exit, X, preferences, sub-administrator.
So there you go. That is that voice working. I can push the reload plugins command.
Plugins reloaded.
Like that. I can
synthesizer.
And then switch back.
Microsoft Speech API version 4. ETI Eloquence. Output device combo box. Microsoft Sound Mapper collapsed. Alt plus D. Audio ducking mode combo box. No. Ducking collapsed. Alt plus D. Okay. Button. Space.
Administrate.
There you go. Now, I did that whole thing without it once using the default word where it should not have been used.
Context
because
menu.
Eloquence even there started to say unknown when I hit Windows X.
Administer.
So,
list.twavepad.
That will do it for this recording on using MK Voice. I know it was very brief. Also, I will mention that you will need to, if you choose not to install the SAPI 5 Software Developer Kit, SDK, you will need to you'll need to download the ttseng.dll file. I have that in a, I don't have a place where you guys can download it currently, but I can always host, I can always put that somewhere if you would like. So that will, and that will just, that's just something you register with RegSVR32. If you're on a 64-bit system, you need to register it through the SysWo64 folder. And then, of course, on a 32-bit system, it's just your System32. So, I just wanted to do this for you guys, if you were interested in, or wondering how I'm doing this. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me, and I'll be happy to help you in whatever way I can. So, thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.